Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Jody. May I please have the email address on the account you've called in about today?
Okay, that's what I'm calling about it. I just received this letter from you all telling me that you all need an email address. I do not use a computer. So they tell me if I do not provide an email address, they might be canceling my account. So what am I supposed to do?
Okay, well, let me locate the account for you. May I have your first and last name, please?
Right. My name is Rosaria Jones.
Thank you. And please verify the address.
It's a 1929 East Overcourt, Virginia Beach, Virginia, 23464.
Thank you. I've located this account. And I have a phone number on here. It's 757-495-0536. Is that
a good
contact?
Yeah, that's my home phone number. That's my home phone number, yes.
All right. Yes, ma'am. So I see that you are receiving the Omax 3 Ultra Pure, and it's on a subscription. So we've updated, migrated to a new system. It requires an email address if you're going to remain on the subscription where you don't have to call in. If you're not able to provide an email address, it may cancel the account. You would have to call in each time.
Yeah, but I mean, I usually call to get, you know, any information to you all on everything. So now you require an email. My husband does use the computer. I need to ask him which email he wants for me to give because I don't use the computer.
Yeah, okay, that sounds good.
Okay, so what do you need an email for in the first place? That's what my question is. Why it cannot be like I've been calling and why do you need an email?
So you are on a subscription. It looks like the next delivery, next order will be November 10th automatically.
Right.
Okay. So the email address, it's required to remain on a subscription. That's just the new terms for the updated.
All right, system. So my next shipment will be the 10th of November.
Right.
Okay. Right.
Yes.
Let me see. I do have, I need to ask my husband for which email he wants for me to use because I think there is an email that he just use it sometime for just any kind of information.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
I can
fine.
Give you this one, and I'm looking for, I think I did write it down in some place, but that will be my husband receiving the information on email, but he will have to let me know because I don't use the computer, like I told you. I don't even know how to push a button on a computer. So...
Yes,
so what do you, okay, if I give you the email and then what, you will send what, information on email or it's just to keep it for my Omax to come in?
Right, yes, and sometimes they may send tracking information to that email. It gives the customer more control of their account. I don't have it set to where you'll receive a lot of emails, and you can always unsubscribe for it. It's simply for these subscription purposes.
Okay.
So, yeah, you can use your husband's email.
Okay, well, I'm going to give you this one just to find it, and then if he wants for me to change or anything else, I will have to call you and change or whatever. But right now I do have one that you can put it down. It's okay, are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's R. H. Jones at live.com.
All right. I'll get that updated. And this also ensures that your subscription will not delay. That next order date is November 10th. Is there anything else I can help you with?
No, and the 10 November will be still for the 6 months and the same price that I've been paying for the 6 months.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. In case some come up that he wants for me to use a different one, I will call again so we can change it. But in between, right now, just keep this one.
No problem. All right. Sounds good. Well, thank you for calling. Omax Health, you have a great day.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Yes, ma'am. Bye-bye.